Michael, it's so good to see you here at SAS Global Forum.
Oh, Shelley, it's great to be here, and it's great to see you again. It seems like I only run into you once a year at the Global Forum.
Well, I always look forward to it, to seeing you.
I look forward to seeing your smile and your energy here at the conference.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm delighted that you are the first author that I get to interview this year at SAS Global Forum. So how are things going for you? I know it's Monday morning, and things are just starting out.
Yeah, things are just starting out, but we had a great opening session yesterday. It was a lot of fun. It was very, very informative, and I just came from the technology session, which was this morning between 8 and 10. Again, very informative, a lot of interesting things that you guys are unveiling once again, as well as a very good close-up by Bob Hirschfeld. Very, very funny. So, again, the conference is off to a great start.
Well, what is your role here? I've heard that you have a couple big speaking gigs.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, first and foremost, I'm an ambassador for Westat, my employer. I'm here to gather the latest and greatest technology information about SAS for Westat, and so that I can bring it back and share it with my coworkers. So that would be job number one. Besides that, I'm actually giving several presentations. So later on today at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be giving a presentation called Supporting SAS in a Research Organization, which actually does focus on how Westat handles using SAS and how we deploy it to our users. And we're a pretty successful company, and we think that a lot of other organizations may find this information useful. Later on, so that's at 2 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock, I'm giving a presentation, which I love the title to. I got the title first, and then I did the presentation afterwards. It's called Proc Datasets, the Swiss Army Knife of SAS Procedures.
That is
great.
It's
effectively a tutorial on the datasets procedure. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And by the time people hear this, they'll already realize that I'm actually secretly doing some giveaways at that at that presentation. But anyway, so those are the two technical things I'm doing here. I've also have a great honor that I was invited to be the featured lunchtime speaker Tuesday. And I'm giving a presentation that I think everyone here is going to identify with. It's called It's Not Easy Being a SAS Programmer. So it's a lighthearted look at kind of like the social scene of being a SAS programmer here, both at work and at home and in society, etc. And I think people are really going to enjoy it.
I know it's going to be fantastic. You're always sought out as a speaker, and your events are always really well attended.
Well, thank you.
Will this event be recorded? Will people be able to view this via video or listen to it later?
I'm hoping so. It turns out that the Institute's main videographers are actually going to be heading home after today. So it's catch as catch can. They're thinking that it may be taped. If it is, fine. If it doesn't, well, then only the people who are there will have to just spread the word, you know. So, but either way, it's going to be a lot of fun for the attendees.
Well, we'll switch gears a little bit. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your two books that you've published with SAS Press.
Mm-hmm. Well, the latest book is The Complete Guide to SAS Indexes. That continues to have steady sales.
Yes.
And it's a pretty successful book. I get emails every once in a while from people who read it and who ask me particular questions about a particular facet of it. And when I come to conferences like this, it's very heartwarming to hear from people who have read the book and say, oh, that saved me a lot of computer resources. I implemented indexes. And to get tips and, you know, from people on that. And then my other book was Tuning SAS Applications in the OS390 and ZOS Environments. And that, again, is deals with running SAS on the mainframe. And I continue to have a following of people who slowly but surely continue to purchase that book, even though it's been out for a while. And I hear from people at conferences. And I would say that as an author, the most rewarding thing is when somebody comes up to me and says, I loved your book. It saved me so much time. I got this processing done that I couldn't have done without having read your book. Those are the things, I mean, the royalties are good, but those kinds of experiences are best for an author.
Well, we really appreciate that, and we're so glad you're part of our roster of authors. And I just wanted to mention, you reminded me as you were saying that about connecting with customers, you're very active on SASL. And I believe other groups, the SASCommunity.org as well.
Yes.
I think you have featured tips of the day.
Yes. And, I have 25 or slightly over 25 tips of the day on SASCommunity.org. I'm a very frequent poster to SASL. It's a great discussion forum. There are some forums that I don't currently participate in that I think that listeners might want to check out on support.sas.com. There are a number of discussion forums, and the fact that I'm not currently active, I have to work too, so
right,
I can't
right.
spread myself too thin. I think that listeners ought to check those out because apparently they're very active and they're very informative, and SAS Institute people actually take part in those, and so I understand that they're very detail rich. So I would think listeners might consider looking into those.
Well, thank you, Michael. And in closing, I'm wondering if there's anything in Seattle that you're particularly excited about in terms of getting out and seeing, or something that you've already done you want to share?
Well, I've taken what's called the Seattle Underground Tour, and that was lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed that. And I also took a three-hour all-around Seattle tour. And I'm ready to move here, or actually I'm ready to start the Westat's Seattle office. So if they ever decide to start a Seattle office, I'll be the first one in that office.
Thank you so much, Michael.
And thank you again, Shelley, for being here and with SAS Press and supporting the authors.
Thank you.